Dr. Heifer Weissensteinhagen, I presume.
Ja.
Follow me. Is that an American cigarette?
Ja, Lucky Strike. The Americans are clever with their tobacco. One cigarette per carton contains a little something on the top of the tobacco, if you catch my drift.
I most certainly do not.
Sir, tell me, what is the prognosis?
You will see, we have been making exceptional progress with him.
When I heard that he had shrapnel in his heart, I confess I did not expect him to survive. Even with the alien technologies.
Manfred is a fighter. The alien teleportation device saved his life, but as you will see...
My God!
Doctor!
Chris! Chris!
I am alive, Doctor. Quite alive.
And as you can see, he has learned English.
A vile language. I was wondering why we kept speaking it despite the fact that it is not the language of the fatherland.
Okay, so when we get the orb,
yeah.
I want to hold it.
No, I told you, how many times I tell you? One time, two times, thrice time, I shall hold the orb!
You are klutzy.
And now, fresh from a Broadway run at the Preston Tiresias, the Fat Piglet Lounge is proud to present Evelyn Selwyn.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for coming out tonight. Got a little story to tell you about my good friends Patty and Mary, and a long journey they took together. 6, 7, 8. Patty wrote a letter to his lady Mary-O, saying, should you not receive it, write and let
me. Is this our singer?
Know.
Let me check with this acoustatron.
If I make mistakes.
Did you just make that up? Did you just make the word acoustatron up?
Yeah? Remember, it really fits, remember, don't you?
It's stupid. Call the device something else.
Don't like what?
Lay the blame on me.
Yeah! She's got the right oral qualities.
You mean aural.
That's what I said.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary. To the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. It's a long, long way to Tipperary. But my heart is right there. It's right here with you two tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Follow me. Let's go find her. This should be her dressing room.
Excuse me, Miss Selwyn?
Yes?
Evelyn Selwyn?
As I said a moment ago, yes, as in how can I help you? As in I am gracing you with a moment of my time, so stop staring at me all slack-jawed and please get to the quick.
Forgive the generally dazed look on Henry's face, Miss Selwyn. We're here about your father.
Then you have the wrong woman. My father died before I was born. I was raised by my uncle.
Yes, in Duncannon, PA, on a farm. You speak German, French, and Spanish, and you can fly a plane, dance, act, and, most importantly, sing.
I'm sorry. How did
you... Come with us and we'll explain everything.
Thanks, but no thanks. When I get approached by two strange men and they ask me to come with them, I tend to pass.
I can assure you, only Henry is strange. I'm merely eccentric. Your father, Ernest Selwyn, whose real name is Edward Dietrich, left something for you.
And we've got all sorts of alien tech over
alien
at the...
Alien devices?
Henry, please.
Are you too blotto or merely gassed?
I can assure you...
I'm a little gassed, to be honest.
You had one drink.
Good night, gentlemen.
Look, Miss Selwyn, we don't have a lot of time to waste. Your father is dead, recently. If you want to learn more, come with us. Otherwise, we'll take our leave.
But...
It was a lovely performance. Thank you for your time.
Wait. Who sent you?
We're from the Order of the Horizon. I'm Dr. Henry Isotope, and...
Henry, in due time. Your father worked for us.
So he was... alive? My entire life?
I'm afraid so.
And now?
I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you he is no longer with us.
You... I don't believe you.
He left this for you.
What is it? Oh, it's beautiful.
From one of the crash sites.
So this is Ailey?
It glows in response to her voice!
There's a second orb back at headquarters. Your father was researching them. They responded to his voice as well.
But no others. Certain vocal qualities are inherited within families.
The German war effort has been greatly assisted by the clever use of the devices they found on the UFOs. They're winning this war. Based on your father's studies of these orbs, though, we think we may have found our ace in the hole. You must be exploding with questions.
Now, will you come with us?
I will. Though you should both know I'm armed. I've been a crack shot since I was 10, so this better be real.
Here it is. It may not look like much, but this is the entrance to our headquarters.
You're blotto if you think I'm coming with you into that dead-end alleyway.
Watch this. See? The entrance opens with a clap!
Alien technology.
We call it the Clapatron.
Henry calls it the Clapatron. You're a child, Henry.
Sorry. Our secret lab is this way.
So if some scruffy street performer were to garner applause near this alleyway, your secret lab would be discovered?
That's only happened the one time, and we mind-wiped him.
With the Wipatron!
Follow me.
After you, Evelyn.
My nose!
What is Xavier doing?
That device scans optical nerves. It actually uses your eyes to determine if it should let you into the lab.
Let me guess. It's called an optical scanatron?
How did you know?
The lab!
Looks like someone found an alternate entrance into your secret lab.
And wrecked the joint. My Gargletron!
What on earth happened?
Should I call Command Central?
Maybe I ought to leave you two to chew the fat. I can find my way home.
I believe I can answer your query, Dr. Zanders.
Who and what are you?
You may know me as the Red Baron.
Manfred von Richthofen.
Manfred von Richthofen, actually.
That's impossible. You were shot down and confirmed killed.
The alien technology has made me a... What word did Karen Capek use? Ah, that's right. The alien technology has made me a... robot.
That's impossible. Robot technology is still several years away.
Apparently, we Germans are vastly superior to you Americanas in the field of science.
Evelyn, come close.
I used the same teleportation unit to escape my unfortunate encounter with Captain Robert Brown that I used to gain access to your lab.
Whatever you came here for, you aren't getting it, Buster.
Henry, now is not the time for heroism. He has two enormous guns for arms.
Hand over the arms! And I will spare your life.
Never!
Tune in to the next episode of 1918 to find out if our heroes have all been shot, or if only one of them has.
You've been listening to 1918, an Oral Stage Studios production, written by Richard Lovejoy, starring Robin Reed, Patrick Pizzaroluso, Abe Goldfarb, and featuring Avery Pearson, Alyssa Simon, Richard Lovejoy, Matthew Boudreau. Directed by Samantha Mason. Sound design by Matthew Boudreau and Mike De Almeida. Music by Chris Chappell, with Jennifer Harder on trumpet. Recorded at the Brewery Recording Studio, Brooklyn, New York. Visit us online at www.1918show.com.